Chapter 32. Minor Incidents. The train continued on towards London, and so did Mr. Pierce. At the end of Harley Road, near St. Martin's Church, he hailed a cab and rode it into town to Regent Street, where he got out. Pierce walked along Regent Street casually, never once glancing over his shoulder, but pausing frequently to look in the shop windows along the street and to watch the reflections in the glass. He did not like what he saw, but he was wholly unprepared for what he heard next, as a familiar voice cried out,
"Edward! Dear Edward!"
Groaning inwardly, Pierce turned to see Elizabeth Trent. She was shopping, accompanied by a livery boy who carried brightly wrapped packages. Elizabeth Trent coloured deeply.
I must say this is an extraordinary surprise.
"I am so pleased to see you," Pierce said, bowing and kissing her hand.
Yes."
She snatched her hand away and rubbed it with her other.
"Edward," she said, taking a deep breath. "Edward, I did not know what had become of you."
"I must apologize," Pierce said smoothly. "I was very suddenly called abroad on business, and I'm sure my letter from Paris was inadequate to your injured sensibilities."
"Paris?"
she said, frowning.
"Yes. Did you not receive my letter from Paris?"
"Why, no."
"Damn," Pierce said, and then immediately apologized for his strong language. "It is the French," he said. "They are so ghastly inefficient. If only I had known, but I never suspected, and when you did not reply to me in Paris, I assumed that you were angry."
"I angry? Edward, I assure you..."
she began and broke off.
"But when did you return?"
"Just 3 days past," Pierce said.
"How strange,"
Elizabeth Trent said, with a sudden look of unfeminine shrewdness.
"For Mr. Fowler was to dinner a fortnight past and spoke of seeing you."
"I do not wish to contradict a business associate of your father's, but Henry has the deplorable habit of mixing his dates. I've not seen him for nearly 3 months," Pierce quickly added. "And how is your father?"
"My father? Oh, my father is well, thank you."
Her shrewdness was replaced by a look of hurt confusion.
"Edward, my father, in truth, spoke some rather unflattering words concerning your character."
"Did he?"
"Yes. He called you a cad."
She sighed.
"And worse."
"I wholly understand, given the circumstances, but..."
"But now," Elizabeth Trent said with sudden determination, "since you are returned to England, I trust we shall be seeing you at our house once more."